Roger Lunchbug to Manchester United today.
Football predictions.
Peter Guest and the Moose here for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering German Bundesliga games for the 28th to the 30th of March 2025. And you can see the details for all of the matches we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website. Click the links in the description and you'll find them to footballpredictions.net, along with fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world.
Yes, and on our website, it will show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as match odds from local bookmakers and team news. Look in the description of this podcast episode for direct clickable links to all of the matches we are about to discuss. If you're streaming any matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus gamble aware.
Yes, and let's get into it. The first game is second placed Bayer Leverkusen taking on Bochum, who are down in 16th. It kicks off on Friday, the 28th of March. It's at 7:30 p.m. That's a UK time slot. And of course, click the link in the description of the podcast and you'll be able to find your localized kickoff time, odds, TV channels, and streaming services. One of those, of course, is Bet365. And to qualify to watch the live streaming on there, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours with them. By the way, use the bonus code FP365 on sign up. I think this one's also available if you'd like to pay for a subscription on Sky Sports Mix. Well, Leverkusen back on track. They have had a loss recently, but they're back on track and chasing down Bayern Munich.
Yeah, but Leverkusen had to dig deep in that game at Stuttgart. We did predict Leverkusen to win. They won 4-3 at Stuttgart, but they were down 3-1 on the hour and they scored the last two goals in the 88th. And the 94th minute to turn it around to a 4-3 win. So a great win for Leverkusen and Stuttgart. But like you said, Gesty, just before that, they did get knocked out of the Champions League to title rivals Bayern Munich. They lost 3-0 away and 2-0 at home. And sandwiched in between, they lost at home to Werder Bremen in the Bundesliga, which was a bit of a setback in the title race for them. So out of the Champions League, small setback in the Bundesliga, but they did get back on track just before the international break against Stuttgart. But yeah, they are up against a Bochum team here, a Bochum team that is doing better this half of the season, but still quite far off survival. However, they could sneak into that relegation playoff spot, which is 16th spot. They're just 1 point off Heidenheim. Before the international break, Bochum did lose at home to Frankfurt. That defeat we predicted. We said Frankfurt was going to win that game. But yeah, Bochum did have that sensational win away to Bayern Munich, a 3-2 win at Bayern Munich in their last away game. So who's to say they can't do anything at Leverkusen?
Yeah. Well, it's quite interesting because Leverkusen, they've only lost two games all season in the Bundesliga, one recently, but they do tend to concede, don't they? They never make it easy for themselves, but they tend to be able to outscore their opponents most of the time. And in the last five out of their last six, they've let in 11 goals and been scored against, I should say, in five out of those last six. They haven't lost, though, against Bochum in the last three games. But they are without a win at home in their last two. So tricky for them. They are trying to catch, Bayern to win the league. But let's see how it pans out. I'm not sure they'll make it. So we've gone for both teams to score prediction for this one. And the odds there you can get at the moment are 1.91. But we see a Leverkusen win, that's for sure. In fact, the odds are terrible for that. 1.22 is all you can get if you want that for them to win at home. We've gone for a 3-1 scoreline, the correct score prediction for that. You can get odds of 10, and that's with Bet365 at the minute. Just looking at the other odds on this game, a draw, you can get 6.5, which is massive. But for Bochum to win, you can get 12, as unlikely as that sounds. But both teams score 3-1. Let us see how that goes. Should be interesting to watch. Next up, we've got, of course, Bayern Munich, who are taking on St. Pauli in 15th. They are. So it's like two similar games, really, we're looking at. This one kicks off on Saturday, the 29th of March, 2:30 p.m. UK time kickoff. You find your local kickoff time and game odds available broadcast streaming channels in the link in the description of this podcast, which is on footballpredictions.net. So one of those streaming options is Bet365. You can watch it there, stream it, and all you need to watch is a funded account or to place a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Do sign up with the bonus code FP365. And we're just talking about how things haven't been going that well with Leverkusen, but Bayern Munich aren't making it easy for themselves. They've drawn their last game with Union Berlin, and the game before that they lost.
Yeah, Bochum. that was quite a shock defeat at home to Bochum. Like you said, in the last home game in the Bundesliga, they lost 3-2 to Bochum. But not only that, Bayern Munich actually led 2-0 in that game. Mm. So to go on and lose 3-2, it's pretty poor. And then Bayern Munich did not recover in the next Bundesliga game, which was before the international break. They went away to Union Berlin with both teams to score in that game. It ended 1-1. Actually, in the game against Bochum, we also had both teams to score as our main prediction. People probably thought, what are they talking about? Bayern Munich most likely keep a clean sheet against a team like Bochum. But no, they didn't. And they actually ended up losing. Has to be said, in between these games, Bayern Munich did knock out Bayer Leverkusen in the Champions League. Beat them 3-0 at home and then 2-0 away. But yeah, in the Bundesliga, now Bayern, no wins from the last two. They have a home game here against the St. Pauli team, who is looking in a good position now. They're in 15th. They're 6 points above the relegation playoff Heidenheim. And that's mainly down to the last couple of games, because the last game, a home game against Hoffenheim, where we predicted them to win, beat Hoffenheim 1-0. And just before that, they had an away game. So their most recent away game ended with a 1-1 draw at Wolfsburg. So they picked up a good point at Wolfsburg and then a crucial home win against Hoffenheim, and now sees them 6 points above the drop or the relegation playoff. Now, away from home, St. Pauli don't tend to score many goals this half of the season. So after the Christmas break, St. Pauli has scored just 3 goals in their 5 away games. And when they lose, they tend to lose 2-0. And I'm not going to reveal too much about our prediction here, but I'm going to hand it over to you, Kesti, for our prediction for this
game.
Well,
I think you just did. But then again, I don't think it's going to come as a surprise to many people, our prediction for this one. And they do need it, let's face it. Bayern Munich do need to get back on track, because if they do slip up, they don't want to make it, nerve jangling in the last sort of game of the season or anything like that. But we think they'll probably win pretty well. And we've gone for an over 2.5 goals prediction for this one. Odds there, this is the best value we think we can find anyway, is 1.44 you can get for over 2.5. So that's 3 or more goals scored in the game in total. So we've gone for, we think Munich actually will score all of them. So we've gone for Bayern Munich to win. Unfortunately, the odds there are terrible. 1.17, hardly worth really looking at. But if you like to do it that way, some people do go for the dead certs. We've gone for a score of 3-0. Could be more. If they really get going. But 3-0 is what we've predicted. And the odds there are only, would you believe, 6.5 for any correct score prediction of 3-0. That's how confident the bookies are. They probably will score something like that or around that. So like we said, the odds 1.17 for Munich. For it to finish all square, you can get odds of 8 or 7-1. And St. Pauli to win, you can get 15. So, well, if you were really brave or something else, you might go for them. On our website, we have a poll. So the link in the description will take you to it. And you can see there at the moment, I just had a look at it, 61% of you, this is just people voting, not us. Anyone out there can vote. 61% of you think Bayern Munich will win. 14% gives St. Pauli a chance of winning with the rest a draw. So, yeah, it's majority thinking that. We think that'll happen. Let's see how it goes. Yeah. They need it. They need it to if they're going to win Harry Kane a trophy, that's for sure. Next up, we've got 1899 Hoffenheim, who are in 14th place, taking on Augsburg, who are in 9th position in the Bundesliga. And it kicks off on Saturday, the 29th of March at 2:30 p.m. UK time kickoff. Pardon me. Look in the description in the podcast that we're on, and you'll be able to see a clickable link to this game. And there you'll be able to see your local kickoff times, TV channels, and streaming services. You can watch this one. Of course, you can stream on Bet365 to qualify for that. All you need is a funded account, anything in your account, or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. You can sign up with the bonus code FP365. And, Augsburg have been doing pretty well lately. Not too shabby.
No, Augsburg's done really well. No defeat from the last 10 matches in the Bundesliga now. And even more impressive, 6 clean sheets in a row and a total of 8 clean sheets out of those 10 games. That's pretty much an unbeaten record since they came back from the Christmas break. They did lose 1-0 home to Stuttgart in the first game in January, but now 10 games unbeaten. They're actually itching closer towards Europe than relegation, which is where they were when we started out after the Christmas break. So well done, Augsburg. 10 games unbeaten. Mm. But has to be said, across those games, not a lot of goals. If we look at Augsburg's last 6 matches, just a total of 5 goals have been scored. So less than 1 goal a game when we look across those 6 games. 3 0-0 draws and a few 1-0 wins. Last time out, they beat Wolfsburg at home 1-0. We had under 2.5 goals as our main prediction for that game. They then surprised in the most recent away game, which was the Dortmund. Beat Dortmund 1-0 in that game. So yeah, Augsburg's really, really tough team to crack at the moment. And the question is, can Hoffenheim do it? Hoffenheim, they're kind of sitting just above the relegation playoff spot, but they're quite comfortable. They have 7 points down prior to this game. But they have a mixed bag of form. If we look at the games, the most recent games, they actually have 3 wins, 3 draws, and 3 defeats. So you never know what Hoffenheim team is going to turn up. And the last time out, when they did have a fairly important game at the bottom of the league against Sampaoli, we predicted Sampaoli to win, Hoffenheim to lose. They lost that game. And in the most recent home game, Heidenheim, who was sitting in 16th, they drew them 1-1 at home. But then Hoffenheim did win at Bochum and at Werder Bremen and picked up a point against Stuttgart. So it's still a fairly resilient side, Hoffenheim. And yeah, they're in a fairly good position now at the bottom. Will they get involved in the relegation mix? Probably not. But yeah. All the talk, let's hear about the prediction for this game.
Yeah, and this one might surprise based on some of the things you've just spoken about. But, you know, all good things must come to an end, mustn't they? Augsburg say that we're just saying how well they're doing. They're unbeaten in the last 6 matches away from home. It's fantastic for them. But they haven't won against Hoffenheim in away games for the last 4 matches in the league. So that's not so great. So it seems to be a place where they can come unstuck. And we kind of think that might happen here. But, you know, Hoffenheim have their own problems. They haven't won at home in the last 7 league matches. So their fans can't be happy. And we think, though, that this might be a turning point for them. But, yeah, you mentioned before about the lack of goals in those games featuring Augsburg. And we think that's a feature that we can, or not guarantee, but we can really kind of rely on. So for our tip for this one is actually under 2.5 goals, which would really fit in with the pattern that they are having. And, yeah, it's actually odds on that one on the bookies as well. So 1.73 are the odds you can get. But we still think, you know, if we can get a couple of goals maximum in this game, then that should be a nice thing for this this tip. 1.73 for under 2.5. Hoffenheim to win is what we've gone for. Now, that one isn't odds on. The odds there are 2.35. But, that might be quite a good bit of value for that result to come off. And just 2.35, just looking at the other odds for this game, 3.2 for a draw and 3.2 for an Augsburg win. So it's going to be close, isn't it? But yeah, we think it might just be Hoffenheim to get it. We've got a correct score prediction for this one of 1-0 to the home side. So yeah, keeping under 2.5, just the one goal. And if you like a correct score prediction, the odds there are 7.5 at the moment. Let's see how it goes at the Pre-Zero Arena. Should be a very interesting one. Okay, so the next game we've got lined up for you is VfL Wolfsburg, who are in 8th taking on Heidenheim, who are in 17th in the Bundesliga. It kicks off on Saturday, the 29th of March. It's at 2:30 p.m. That's UK time. And, of course, check the link in the description of this podcast, and you'll be able to find the link to this game on footballpredictions.net. You can see there your localised kickoff time, odds, TV channels, and streaming. This one is streamed on Bet365. To qualify to watch on there, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Use the bonus code FP365 when you sign up. Now, this one could be interesting because not too many wins for either of these two sides in the last few games. Just the one, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and if we look at Heidenheim first, Heidenheim is kind of really sinking towards the bottom of the Bundesliga. They're just 2 points off the bottom. And if we look at their form, it's actually terrible. But they did manage to stop the rot a little bit and actually prevented themselves from going bottom last time out when they beat Holstein Kiel 3-1 at home. It did take them above Holstein Kiel in the league. Otherwise, Heidenheim would have been bottom. But that was also their first win in 10. But only their second win. Only their second win since match day 5. So we're 26 matches in and only their second win since match day 5. So that's 21 games and just 2 wins for Heidenheim now. A lot of defeats in between. And when we look at Heidenheim, especially away from home, no wins in 10, and they've conceded in every single away game. So every single of those 10 games, Heidenheim has conceded goals. Has to be said, they have drawn the last 2 away games at Hoffenheim and at Leipzig. So the away game at Hoffenheim, we had under 2.5 goals as our main prediction. It ended 1-1. At Leipzig, we had both teams to score. It ended 2-2. And then let's just cap it off by saying we also had, obviously, Heidenheim, who had the outcome against Holstein Kiel. We also had the outcome of the home game against Gladbach. So we've had some decent predictions on Heidenheim recently, especially in the Bundesliga.
Yeah.
We can just add Mainz, the Mainz home defeat. We lost 2-0 at home. We predicted 1-0 Mainz. So under 2.5 and Mainz to win, just to cap that one off. But yeah, Heidenheim, terrible form. Did stop the rot against Holstein Kiel, but Holstein Kiel now bottom of the league. Probably a game that Heidenheim would look to and should be winning. But at Wolfsburg, well, that's gonna be tricky. Wolfsburg did lose last time out at Augsburg, but we just talked about Augsburg and how good form they were in. Wolfsburg lost that one 1-0. We had under 2.5 as our main prediction in that one. Prior to that, no defeat in 7. But a lot of draws for Wolfsburg. Tight games when we're looking at Wolfsburg, especially at home. 4 draws now in a row, but they do tend to score. Wolfsburg has only played 1 home game so far this season where they haven't scored. That was a 0-0 draw against Bayer Leverkusen. So you'd be forgiven for not scoring against Leverkusen. To pick up a point against Leverkusen, even better. So a decent point there. But yeah, Wolfsburg has got goals in them. When they're playing at home, they're playing a Heidenheim team here. No wins in the last 10 away matches. Really, Wolfsburg should take the 3 points and inch closer towards Europe. But what do we think?
Yeah, Heidenheim, I know they had that terrible record, but they're second bottom in the table. They're not even bottom. But there is still hope. I mean, they've got 19 points. They have got the third worst goal difference in the league. So for them, they've got something to play for. We think also that, you know, they've had one good result at least in the last few weeks. We think that they might, put up a bit of a fight here. So we think it will go the way of Wolfsburg. However, so we believe for the tip here, we're going for both teams to score, and the odds you can get for that are 1.7 at the moment. That's with Bet365. I'm looking at right now on our page on the site, which is the link in the description of this podcast. But yeah, we've gone for a Wolfsburg win. The odds there actually less than the both teams to score. So they're pretty confident out there, the bookies, that Wolfsburg will do the business. 1.65 is what you can get for that. Pardon me. And so for this one, you know, it should be fairly straightforward, we think, for them. Wolfsburg, you know, aren't beaten in their last five league matches at home. But there have been some draws, haven't there? So the fans are probably hoping that they will, you know, come out now and, you know, put the stamp of authority in this one and have a win. We think they'll do that, and we think they'll win 2-1. That's what we've gone for the correct score prediction. And the odds there are 8.5 on that. Just looking at the other odds, by the way, a draw, you can get 3-1. And for Heidenheim to win, you can get 5.25. So as unlikely as we think that is, some fairly good odds for it. Shall we crack on and go through our summary matches now? Starting off with Borussia Mönchengladbach. Love saying that. Seventh in the table, taking on RB Leipzig, who are fifth. It kicks off on Saturday, the 29th of March. It's at 2:30 p.m. UK time. Click the link in the description. You'll be able to find all the details for this. You can stream it on Bet365. All you need to watch is a funded account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Use the bonus code FP365 when you sign up. For this game, we think it's actually going to be a close one. We think it's going to be both teams to score. That's our tip for it. We've gone for a correct score prediction of Borussia Mönchengladbach 1, RB Leipzig 2.
Yeah, moving on to Holstein Kiel at the bottom of the Bundesliga in 18th, taking on Werder Bremen in 12th. This game kicks off Saturday, 29th of March, 2:30 UK time. Do go to Football Prediction to check the local kickoff times, betting odds, broadcast and streaming channels for this game. Now, one of those streaming options is Bet365, and in order to qualify, all you need to have is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours and sign up with that bonus code FP365. For this game, we are going with a tight game. We're going with an under 2.5 goal prediction, a Werder Bremen win, and a correct score of 1-0 Werder Bremen.
Yeah, next up we've got Eintracht Frankfurt, who are fourth in the table. They're taking on Stuttgart, who are 10th. It's on Saturday, the 29th of March, 5:30 p.m. UK time. Time slot, and you can stream this one again on Bet365 too. All you need to qualify is a funded account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Use the bonus code FP365 when you sign up. If you want to pay for a subscription, or if you're on a subscription already, you can also see it on Sky Sports. Now, this one should be an interesting tussle. We've gone though for the kind of more obvious win for Eintracht Frankfurt, but we've gone for both teams to score in this one as well. Yeah, we think pretty freewheeling. In fact, just looking at the last games, there's lots of goals being scored, or usually both teams to score in Stuttgart matches and Frankfurt. So we've gone for 2-1 to Frankfurt.
Yeah, moving on to Sunday 30th of March, 2:30 UK time. We've got Freiburg in 6th, takes on Union Berlin in 13th. For this game, sorry, I was a little bit too quick there. Game, go on to Football Predictions and you'll find a localized kickoff time, odds, TV channels and streaming services. One of those, Bet365. And in order to qualify, all you need to have is a funded account. Also, place the bet in the last 24 hours. Sign up, use that bonus code FP365 if you're in the UK. You can also watch this game on Sky Sports Football. For this game, again, we're going with a low scoring game. Under 2.5 goals, Freiburg win, so home win, and a correct score, 1-0 Freiburg.
Yeah, and finally, we've got Borussia Dortmund in 11th, taking on Mainz, who are third. And it's on Sunday, the 30th of March, 4:30 in the UK. And for this one, we have gone for, drumroll, a 3-1 win to Dortmund. We've gone for both teams to score, and the correct score of 3-1 to the home side. It's worth mentioning, again, this one's streamable on Bet365. Just use the bonus code FP365 when you sign up. And to qualify, all you need is to place a bet with them in the last 24 hours or have a funded account with them. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. Full details are available on the Bet365 website. 18 plus, gamble aware.
Yes, and in the description area of this podcast, you can see links to all the games we've just been discussing, or just go directly to footballpredictions.net. That way you can browse the online sources to watch the games from your location while streaming and TV channels, our tips for different betting markets, team news, as well as the best offers and odds.
In case you didn't know, we produce football podcasts for additional competitions as well as Bundesliga, and you can hear them at podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you normally download your favorite podcasts from, such as Apple, YouTube, and Spotify. Well, that is it. Well, thank you for listening again. And until the next time, it is.
Cheers.
Peter Zeng.